This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This march in Washington, part of nationwide Saturday No Kings protests at the D.C. event, Senator Adam Schiff, California Democrat, was asked about indictments against people President Trump considers enemies.
It's all part of the same effort to silence and intimidate the president's critics. And there are millions of people coming out today to say, hell no, we will not be silenced, we won't be intimidated. We will not have a return to a king or a dictator, not in America.
The leader of a labor union in Southern California, arrested while protesting an immigration raid earlier this year, will have his felony obstruction charge reduced to a misdemeanor, say court records. The two survivors of a U.S. air attack on a suspected drug-carrying boat in the Caribbean Thursday will be sent to Ecuador and Colombia, their home countries, says President Trump. Iran-backed Houthi rebels have raided a U.N. facility in Yemen's capital, says a U.N. official. This is ABC News. Former Congressman George Santos is a free man, released from prison late last night. President Trump commuting his sentence for fraud and identity theft. Santos, a New York Republican, serving just 3 months of a 7-year sentence. ABC's Olivia Rubin.
With this commutation, Santos still continues on with that felony conviction intact. And it also comes with some of the burdens that go with being a felon. And some, you know, this differs across the country, but in some locations that affects your right to vote, to run for office, to sit on a jury. In New York, though, I will point out, as of a new law just a few years ago, felons can vote here in New York State after they are released from incarceration. So Santos can go ahead to the polls and just a few weeks.
Olivia Rubin, Ukrainians expressing disappointment after President Zelensky left a meeting yesterday at the White House with no announcement that the U.S. will sell or give Tomahawk long-range missiles to Ukraine to use against Russia. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Conrad has restless leg syndrome, where it's hard to control your leg, and you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. What broke over there just now?
A couple speakers.
They just redid this studio. We'll be dealing with. Oh,
sorry.
This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The assessments, I'm going to pluralize that. So hopefully it's not just, you know, take this one test and here you go. You're in the accelerated program. But the assessments say, hey, there's a need here for some accelerated learning for a group of students. And they're going to be served in a different capacity and, you know, in this particular grouping. And again, I'm not a big fan of it. That's probably controversial, even in an agree to disagree kind of way. I could be wrong about this thing. I'll admit that. But what seems to be, you know, consensus, and we lean on that a lot here.
There we go.
Is that you can't determine this in kindergarten. So no one's telling the parent, you know, that's against this, say, hey, but my kid's gifted. You know, it's like, well, actually, we don't necessarily know that in a very real way until maybe later in their educational career, and they'll still have those opportunities ahead of them. But for now, like, they're just kind of like all the other kids, and keep doing the great work that you're doing, because, yep, they know their ABCs a little bit faster than maybe their neighbor does. Great. Let's get them all together, keep them together for a few years, and see what happens.
My neighbor. You bringing up my neighbor, Johnny Lupinacci.
Uh-oh.
Watch out.
You got a neighbor in New York City.
I got to tell you, though, you're talking about my kid, and my kid, Johnny, is gifted and is special. Oh, I don't know. What are we going to do with all of these smart kindergartners? Maybe we'll figure it out when we get back.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin
State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Bam, 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 bam. Woo. Man, you guys thought there was an extra guitar. That was Johnny Lupinacci. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Ripping through the scales.
Through. Busted pencils, fully leaded. Education talk, educated. Educators talking education, talking gifted education, more specifically New York City kindergarten giftedness. Democratic nominee for mayor Zohran Mamdani is proposing to do away with gifted kindergartening. Man, we've had a discussion kind of all over the place on this. I'm gonna guess though that between all three of us that we are really, you know, adamantly and very strongly saying, like, hold on, kindergarten, no. We got to at least stop the sorting and give these kids a little bit more time to potentially developmentally, you know, show some things that maybe a four-year-old isn't showing, but maybe when they're eight, holy crap. Can I say that that's, we all agree, you can't tell if a kindergartner is gifted, or maybe you can, but maybe you can't know kids who will be gifted, potentially, is what we're saying. How's that?
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
Okay.
Leave Jacob. The children alone, Tim. They're just trying to eat their paste and learn their letters. We don't have to treat all the kindergartners like Russian figure skaters and drill them from the time they're born into these perfect products.
Nice. Yeah, agreed. Let the utes be utes.
Exactly.
What is it? David Bowie and these children that you spit on. You got, come on, nobody can finish that.
Well, I was hoping you could because you just said the weirdest part.
Well, yeah. You know, we're talking about Changes, an incredibly awesome song. It was the ending quote of The Breakfast Club, David Bowie, the lyrics from Changes. These children that you spit on as they try to change their world. Come on.
Are immune to your consultations?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go, right?
But you don't sound like David Bowie, can't you?
I don't have a David Bowie voice. No, I can't. I got a good neighbor voice, but I don't have a David Bowie voice. Sorry about that.
Right before the changes.
There, see, Johnny's got that voice. They're kids, you know, as you said, Jacob. My God, what are we doing? If anything, let's really take seriously childhood and acknowledge that every 4-year-old, if that's when they're gonna start kindergarten or 5-year, deserves a gifted education, regardless of what their standardized test score might be later on in life, because we're talking about early childhood experiences, and there is nothing in the research that says you get anything but benefit when you provide more and more opportunity the younger and younger the kids are. And you know,
early interventions, man.
That's it, Johnny. You point out about this all the time. It's an investment too. I mean, you know what?
Yeah.
Make kindergarten great again. There we go. What do you guys think?
Well, Jake? You know, we talked about it when we talked about the importance of Sesame Street and really great shows like that. I mean, it's all pours into our childcare system, right? And the more we support caring about children.
I'll try to get those Make Kindergarten Great Again hats ready for the next week. So I'll see what we can do in the merch department.
Make Kindergarten. I don't. That doesn't come off like a MAGA or a MAHA.
doesn't flow off the tongue so well.
I think, and Johnny, to point out too, like this happens too, is that this will end up becoming an issue for people that they make their voting decision on. And the reality is, here's like, you want to be a great democratic citizen. There isn't any politician who's going to tick every box for you. It's kind of looking at this because, Johnny, actually his proposal, as you point out, for early childhood healthcare and things like that. Come on, man. I think you're right. If he pulls that off, wow. Can you imagine the what they call kindergarten readiness? Can you imagine how many more kids would be, quote, ready for kindergarten? Wow. I don't know. So much more, though. But you know what time it is, though, Johnny? It's time for your moment of zen. You do things again and again, and nothing happens. It requires patience, but not a passive patience, the patience of activism.
Thanks, listeners, for being patient with us today, listening to the broadcast. Remember to grab great podcasts chocked full with all kinds of fully leaded education talk on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, you can always find us at the Civic Media website or on our website, bustedpencils.com. And don't you dare be late for homeroom on Monday. And make sure you catch next week's class and session on Wednesday. And you can always find us on Friday for producer Jacob's Choice. And just like today, you can tune in and listen to Busted Pencils broadcast at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.
No justice, no kings.
Part of nationwide Saturday No Kings protests included this one in Washington. There were also marches and rallies in New York City, Conroe, Texas, in Tallahassee, Florida, and elsewhere. The New York City Police Department estimates 100,000 people across all five boroughs peacefully turned out and that the NYPD made zero protest-related arrests. Several Shelby County, Tennessee leaders, including Mayor Bill Harris, have filed a lawsuit against Tennessee Governor Bill Lee concerning deployment of National Guard troops in Memphis. Big evacuation in southwest Alaska after a hurricane force storm. More than 1,000 people airlifted out of towns, virtually washed away, touring one hard-hit area, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy.
Tipnik needs a lot of work. We're going to go out and assess which houses can be salvageable, meaning get them back up on their foundation, deal with insulation issues, make sure the electricity is up and running.
This is ABC News.